The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we will complete the commentaries on the book of Jonah in our program, Treasures. We started the first chapter of the book of Jonah. We had seen that Jonah escaped away from the mission, from the voice of God, and he did not work as a prophet in this story. But, you know, the mariners were better than him in their morals. They prayed for him, they defended him, they tried to save him, although he was not happy saving the Ninevites. So it sounds like some of the people of God sometimes are not as good as people of the world. So we need to be humble in heart and to see the goodness in everyone, and to help others to know our God. As Jonah, although he was doing bad concerning the call of Nineveh, but he could save the mariners by telling them the real God and speaking about his God and confessing his sin. So they loved him, they tried to save him, but they continued doing the will of God just to follow the word of Jonah. Now the Lord commanded a huge sea creature to swallow Jonah, the great fish of Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the sea creature 3 days and three nights. You all know that the 3 days and three nights were mentioned by the Lord himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 12, when he gave the example of Jonah as exactly as his burial in the earth, 3 days and three nights. And because Jonah lived again after this and preached the word of God, it sounds like the resurrection of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jonah was in the belly of the sea creature 3 days and three nights. Many people may not believe easily in this story because you cannot imagine that there is a man living inside any creature like a whale or a great fish. But nowadays it was well known scientifically that some of the sea creatures, maybe kind of whales or big fish, they have some rooms in their big head. It sounds like a room can take somebody to live a few days, and there is enough space to breathe inside this creature. And it was not, you know, a mythology, part of a story given in the Bible. It was real because the Lord Christ himself mentioned the name of Jonah, mentioned the story. So we cannot ignore the real story given by the Lord himself. And from the belly of the sea creature, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Jonah had to pray in his country, in his city, when he received the call to go to Nineveh. Jonah had to pray in the ship when he discovered that what he had done was completely sinful. But Jonah did not pray in his city and did not pray in the ship. Now he should pray. It's time to pray. Sometimes it looks like God is pushing us to pray. You have to pray. And if you just keep running away from praying, it will come a minute that you have nothing to do but praying. So in the belly of this creature, he started praying. Now he is, you know, turning back to his nature as the man of God. Without praying, you are not anymore the son of God. You are not anymore the man of God. But with the faithful praying, you regain this spiritual nature of the Son of God. So you will see a big difference happening after his prayer. So all things work to push us to pray more and to pray from our heart, to confess our sins before the eyes of the Lord. Jonah prayed to the Lord his God and said, I cried out in my affliction to the Lord my God, and he heard my voice. He started praying, but with the spirit of hope. And we need to follow this idea that when we pray, we have to make sure that God is listening. And because our God is very merciful, very kind, He will not only listen, but He will hear and respond to our prayer. He will accept our repentance. He loves us. So although he was bad, but when he prayed, he started saying what he believes in. I cried out in my affliction to the Lord, and he heard my voice. And when he said he heard my voice, nothing happened yet. But still he believed that things will change after the prayer, because he is that sure that God is listening and hearing the crying. Out of the belly of Hades. So he felt like he is now in the Hades, because the belly of the creature was kind of very scary situation, and no one can imagine the life inside this dark room, and what kind of sound he listened in the 3 days and three nights. How could he live this time? So it sounds like Hades. So when somebody is doing very bad, he feels the taste of the Hades. He feels like he is in very dark room. He feels very scared. So maybe this will push anyone to pray. Out of the belly of Hades, you heard the cry of my voice. Again, he is telling himself and telling God, you heard my voice. You are hearing, listening to my cry. You cast me into the depths of the heart of the sea. So he never thought that this condition is just kind of luck happening. No, it's the hand of God. As a man of God, he believes so much in God is doing everything for his salvation. And he could see the hands of God pushing everything just for forgiveness and for transformation. You cast me into the depths of the heart of the sea, and rivers encompassed me. All your surging waters and your waves passed over me. So it sounds like that he is in this dark room, in this sea creature, but there is kind of waves around him, water around him. So he cannot sleep, he cannot rest. It's not easy to stay. He was like crossed in this belly of the creature. So he suffered the taste of death. He suffered because of his deeds. And I said, I have been driven away from your sight. So he told us what kind of ideas, thoughts passed in his mind. He felt at a minute that maybe God is just angry at me. He will not forgive me. So he said, I have been driven away from your sight. As if I felt for 1 minute that you cannot just look to me. I know I have done a big, big mistake, but I am sure that you still love me and you will regain me. I have been driven away from your sight. Shall I again look with favor towards your holy temple? So, in a very humble, decent, polite way, he is telling God, please forgive me and help me to see your altar again, to stand in your temple again, to be your son again, to be your man again. Accept me again and help me to restore my service. So he is repenting and confessing inside this bad situation, and he is just kind of promising God to follow him again. Water is poured over me to my soul. He felt that the water coming on his head and his body, like coming inside his heart and, you know, poured over his soul. The lowest depths encircled me. My head plunged into the clefts of the mountains. He is imagining himself like just below, very down in the sea, under the mountains. I descended to the earth, the bars of which are everlasting barriers. As if he's telling himself, no one can come to me now. There is nobody on earth can feel my feeling or can touch my suffering now, but God. He's the only one who can come and save me now. I'm far, far, far away from all the life of human beings. So there is no other way. You save me from this Hades. Yet let my life ascend from corruption. You know, this cry out of being ascended from corruption, the idea of ascension, he felt that he descended down into Hades. So he needs God's power to help him to come up and to be ascended from corruption. Oh Lord my God, when my soul was failing from me, I remember the Lord. So it was not easy for him when, in times of praying, sometimes he felt very down, desperate, and felt frustrated, and ideas of despair, God will not accept me. And on other times, no, ideas of hope comes inside his heart and praying positively that God will save him. When my soul was failing from me, I remember the Lord. It's a nice message for everyone that sometimes you feel this exactly, the same feeling. My soul was failing from me. My soul cannot help me to think in a good way. There is no hope. I feel helpless. I feel hopeless. I feel meaningless, valueless. So, you know, this dark minute needs, I remember the Lord. I did not focus on my sin. I did not focus on my weakness, on the negatives I had done. I just remembered the Lord, the good character of my Lord, the merciful God, the powerful God, the wise God, the loving God. So I remember the Lord who created me, who knows much more than anyone my weakness, and he knows also my heart. May my prayer be brought to you into your holy temple. So because he cannot now see the temple or just try to travel anywhere to touch the temple, but he believed that the prayer can fly and stand before God in the temple. So it's full of hope that one day I will go to the temple and stand before you again. Those who follow vanity and lies forsake their own mercy. So that's, you know, kind of the theme of the whole book, or the outcome of his experience, that he said, those who follow vanity and lies forsake their own mercy. I was enjoying God's mercy. I was enjoying his blessing. I was following him and he was very close to me. But because I followed a lie, I went after my bad heart and I rejected the voice of God. I couldn't see his mercy coming to any other people but my people. So because I followed my lie, this vanity. So now I'm, you know, in a very bad condition. Those who follow vanity and lies forsake their own mercy. So it's for all of us, you know, if you follow this vanity around and the lies given by the devil everywhere, you are just forsaking your own mercy. You are losing God's mercy. You are destructing your life and others' life around. So please, don't go after the lies. Please remind yourself with the Word of God. Stick to the Word of God. Follow Christ Himself. Do not follow the lies of the devil. But with the voice of thanksgiving and praise, I will sacrifice to you. Full of hope. He is sure now that he will get out of this. And one day he will stand praising God and even giving the sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and in his temple. So his heart was full of the spirit of hope. Just because he prayed humbly and he confessed his sin and he was ready, sounds like being ready now to fulfill the call of God, because of all of this, he was full of hope that he will see again the earth, the temple, the people, and he will regain his mission. As much as I vowed, I shall offer up to you. So, you know, it sounds like he gave vows at that minute. He promised God, I will never run away again from you. I will just stick to your word. I will follow the mission wherever you send me. So with this vow, he is assuring God that I will just do what you order. As much as I vowed, I shall offer up to you the Lord of deliverance. He called the Lord of deliverance, because he is now waiting for his deliverance. He is waiting for his salvation. He is waiting for God to interfere miraculously to help him to live again. He is kind of a dead man now. But God, the source of life, can give him a new life. That's why, you know, the character of Jonah is very important in our Christian mind, because he stands at a very good example, model of death and resurrection. He stands like a model of baptism, the power of the holy baptism, when we are sharing Christ's death and also we are sharing his resurrection. We are taking his new life because of this power of the holy baptism. Then the Lord commanded the sea creature, and it cast up Jonah onto the dry land. Because of his prayer, and because of his death, and because of the hope, and because of the will of God that he should save everyone, God does not will the destruction of anyone. God will for the salvation of everybody. It's a nice message for all of us, that when it comes to times of trials, tribulations, hardships, we need just to pray. And in praying, we need to be humble. We need to be faithful. We need to confess our sins. We need to say that we deserve what's happening to us. We need to taste the darkness of the Hades in order to cry out from all of our heart that, please God, be merciful. Please God, save us. We deserve what's happening, but we need your mercy. So when you pray, things will change. Everything will change. Miracles will happen. God will give you a new life, very much different life. You all know that if Jonah failed to pray, actually there will not be a book of Jonah. And also Nineveh will be perished. And this story of salvation will not be written in the Bible. So simply with the power of praying and repentance, we can see different things. We can see miracles happening. Please, go to your prayer. Enjoy the mercy of God. Glory to God. Amen.